Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
We are rolling through the day. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on the Business News Hour. With us on our newsmaker line is Vicki Halsey. She is an author along with Ken Blanchard. If that name sounds familiar, it should. We're going to get into that conversation in just a moment. Her book is called Legendary Service. The key is to care. And she'll be coming to the Des Moines Metro soon as the Urbandale Chamber and a whole bunch of people went on a small business seminar. We will talk more about that and her book and Ken Blanchard. We can't wait to have this conversation. Vicki, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're here with us.
Thank you, Michael. So glad to be here.
One of the things, and I met Ken several years ago, as a matter of fact, and he was visiting in this part of the country, and he is just, he continues to be the guy that everybody looks to be able to explain what good service is. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think it started with Raving Fans. That was one of the, you know, just an amazing best-selling book, and he really has the philosophy of care. And I mean, Ken just embodies care. And he realizes, and he also has, you know what's interesting about Ken? He has the ability to tell a story
right. That
helps you remember why caring is so important. And I feel like his storytelling ability is what taps into the heart and minds of people, that they're like, that's the person I want to be. I want to be someone who embodies some of the things that Ken just consistently, you know, he not only emulates them, but he teaches about them in such a simple but profound way.
What is stunning to me, and I think it's stunning to many of us who are in this field of business and business news, is that sometimes businesses still don't get it. They don't understand that a service to the customer is paramount, that it costs a heck of a lot more to get a new customer than what it does to retain a current one. And that all does boil down to customer service, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it's five times more. Yes, and you know, there's some new reports coming out that's like $41 billion is lost due to poor service.
That's amazing.
And you think about that, and boy, you can look at the, and all you have to do, anybody that's listening, is just, you know, go into a search engine and put data around customer service, and you will just be amazed. And Michael, you're so right. How many people do not get it?
Yeah, and this isn't difficult. I mean, there are a couple of just pretty much standard rules, aren't there? In your book, Legendary Service, The Key is to Care, a couple of things that anybody that's in business can do. And what might be a couple of high points that you might share with others?
Well, we call it the I Care model.
Yeah.
And I stands for having that vision of ideal service. So really meet, what would it mean if I met the customer's needs on a day-to-day basis? By really acting on, you know, kind of the belief we just talked about that Ken has. You know, acting on the belief that service is why I'm in business. It's like Cold Stone Creamery. They're like, we're in the customer service business.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we sell ice cream. So people get what they want that would make it ideal. So more in general, but then they realize that backfilling it with a culture of service. So really, are we focusing on creating an environment that really, you know, shows that we care for customers? Have we created that environment? And part of that, this is really important, Michael, part of that is how we treat our people.
Exactly. I was just going to say,
boom,
when you get this idea that you're going to be customer-centric,
yes,
it really needs to start at the top. I mean, somebody has got to be able to drive the ship in that direction, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you do not have good internal customer service,
yep,
you cannot have external customer service. And everybody that's ever had bad service knows you go in, the manager's yelling at someone. That is not where you're going to get great service.
And there are so many companies out there that do get it. I mean, you know, sometimes we talk about the ones that just don't get it, and, you know, and we don't go back. But there are companies out there. We did some business not too very long ago with a company out of California. It's called Blue Microphones, and they make some fabulous sound equipment. And we bought one, and then about 2 years into it, it kind of went on the fritz. And so we called over there and said, hey, this is not working very well. And they said, well, send it back to us. We will either fix it or replace it. Well, within 10 days, I had a brand new microphone. And Vicki, I've told this story hundreds of times in the past 8 months because it wasn't the first time this happened. This is the second. I now own three Blue microphones.
Wow.
Very nice stuff. And I've never met these people, but when I call them on the phone, they go, oh, wow, we're really sorry that happened. How can we make it right? Let's make this happen for you.
I assume the person that picked up the phone actually helped you. They didn't pass you to five other people.
No, right then. I mean, they took ownership of it and they fixed it. And that is not difficult to do, is it?
Got it. But what did it make? How did it make you feel?
Well, it made me feel as though they cared about what the heck I was doing. And you know, a little empathy sometimes is kind of nice.
They acknowledged your feelings. Wow, that must have been disappointing. You know, so you let go of any negative emotion because they actually acknowledged it. And then let's take care of this right away, which is another, you know, very important concept. You know, kind of 60% of people will spend more money on a company with excellent service. But what you just said, one of the reasons, because of time. They saved you time. Boom, you didn't have to sit on there forever, right? They took care of it quickly and efficiently and really were attentive to you because they knew you needed this. You know, and boom, we want to take care of that.
I want to share with you another, just a little a question. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my big pet peeves in the world. I was at a company today. It's called 3E. It's an electronic company here in the greater Des Moines metro. And they have businesses. They do lots of construction work in the electrical area. And they have all these supplies and the stuff that I don't even pretend to know anything about. But that's what they do. Well, they have a real live human being that answers the phone. And so I was in their waiting room. I was there calling for a friend of mine just today. And I said to this young lady behind the desk, I said, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the fact that there is a real human being answering the phone and directing people to the right area. Because when I get on the phone and it's these, I call places and they say, well, put in the last name of the first person. Who knows how to spell Sazorsky for crying out loud?
Exactly.
You know what? So what does that say? Help me out here a little bit, Vicki Halsey. What does that say about your customer service if you're a robot?
Well, let's focus on the woman you talked with and the noting that it's the fact that someone cared enough to map the customer experience. Mm. What is the, you know, where do you go first? Where do you go second? And they worked, typically organizations that get it, they work pretty hard to make sure every step of the way you have a smooth interaction, that it's efficient. And it starts with, and what's interesting, at Blanchard, we call that person, our people who answer the phone, the directors of first impression.
Because that is.
Exactly. No, you're not a receptionist. You're the director of first impressions. That is a huge role in our company. And so they get the fact that it is the first person to the last person who every single person gets it. And when I said create a culture of service, that's what we're talking about, is that it's, you get consistently good service where people are, if you finish the I-C-A-R-N-E, people are A, attentive to you. They know you, they know what you want, and then they respond in the way you want them to respond. Because of E, they are empowered. So, boom. You put the eye care together and you realize, wow, when people are empowered to serve at the highest level, customers walk away like you and tell hundreds
everybody
of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's kind of rare.
It is rare. And when those things happen, you go, oh, wow, what just happened?
It's truly, I mean, I do keynotes for thousands of people. And it's like, all right, I'd like you to think of a, you know, okay, you guys, let's start with like the hall of shame. Think of the worst customer service. And they're like, blah, blah, blah. And the whole audience is as loud as can be. And we, you know, we talk a little about the belief of the service provider, things like customers get in the way of me doing my my job. How many people have you ever encountered that you know you are a pain in their day?
Yep.
because you're a customer. But then what's really funny about that, Mike, is that then I'll say, okay, now think of a good one. How many have a really good customer service story? Just boom.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, it's like 10 people max, usually two, out of thousands of people instantly can come up with a great story. And what's so funny is great stories are like, you know, one a friend of mine said, I was picking up pizza for dinner, and she has three boys, and she said, I'm like, oh, honey, you didn't forget that. You didn't do, you know, and I'm talking to my husband line. I get up there. The lady gives me a drink of a glass of ice water and says, wow, sounds like you're having a wild day. Here you go. Now, what's your name for the pizza?
At a pizza place.
At a pizza place. So it's not like you have to, you know, go crazy. It's be caring.
Yeah.
You know, notice where people are at. Look up from what you're doing. And notice who these people are that you're dealing with and that they have wild lives. You know, and your job is to make this little moment in time a great experience, and have them feel important.
Yeah, absolutely. Notice them. I mean,
yeah.
Just notice them. And none of this is earth-shattering. None of this takes all kinds of money to implement. You know, these. And again, if you mirror this, if you encourage this from the top, it will trickle down. But you've got to have constant training. Vicki Halsley, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She wrote the book, A Legendary Service, The Key is to Care. And you're going to be keynoting. You're going to be wrapping up this event that's coming here in the Des Moines Metro, the Small Business Seminar.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So much fun. Very interactive session where people are going to really strategize around what they want to make important and how they'll put that into practice using the iCare model.
And this is coming up soon.
Yes, October 11th.
Yeah. Can you believe we're already almost through September? What the heck happened?
What happened to this year? Oh, my gosh. You are so right.
All right. The book is called Legendary Service, The Key is to Care. Vicki Halsley, ladies and gentlemen, wrote it with Ken Blanchard. How's Ken doing, by the way?
Oh, he is ridiculous. He is so awesome. I mean, I scored 22 years working for the company. He is as delightful today as he was 22 years ago when I first met him.
And he always seems to be that way, doesn't he?
45 best-selling books.
Oh, wow, that's
incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And congratulations on yours. Are you working on another?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
One on neuroscience and leadership.
Ooh,
woohoo, look at
good
that.
Good stuff, yeah. Vicki Halsley, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for doing this. We really do appreciate it.
Well, go get them.
And
thank
we will
you so
see
much.
You soon here in the Des Moines Metro.
Oh, great. Can't wait. So
all
excited.
Right. Thank you so much for doing this. We really
bye-bye.
Appreciate
have
it.
Have a great day.
You as well. Take care. All right. Vicki Halsley, ladies and gentlemen, that is, she's going to be the person wrapping up the Small Business Seminar that happens next month, courtesy of our friends at the Urbandale Chamber and many, many more. All right. We've got to step aside because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock for all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour. Thank you so very much for coming by. Our program director, of course, is Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Our producer, as he is each and every evening, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour, and the general manager for the radio stations is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks and our guests today on a really wild Thursday, my name is Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.